Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today's preaching is from South Africa, and it is by Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled, Be Healing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was in one of the towns when a man appeared, covered with leprosy. Seeing Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him. Sir, he said, if you want to, you can cure me. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him and said, of course I want to, be cured. And the leprosy left him at once. He ordered him to tell no one. But go and show yourself to the priests and make the offering for your healing as Moses prescribed it as evidence for them. His reputation continued to grow and large crowds would gather to hear him and have their sickness cured. But he would always go off to some place where he could be alone and pray. The Gospel of the Lord. In Mark's account of this episode, there is a focus on Jesus' emotion. It is at the end of chapter 1 where Jesus is described as being moved with compassion, that is the force behind his hand stretching out and doing what should not and could not and must not be done in that culture, touching, being intimate with a leper. For Mark, it is the force of the emotion which stretches Jesus beyond himself. In Luke, we get a different perspective. Jesus speaks two words and has one action, the action touching the leper, thereafter speaking, I will, a simple, blunt statement in the present. Be cleansed, be healed. And that command to be healed implies that something has already started and is still unfolding. It's in the aorist. This leads us to contemplate what Luke is transmitting to us by the simple gesture of Jesus and the two simple words that follow, I will be healed. That we need to realize that healing and integrity and growth to integrity is Christ's will for us. And it is already rooted in our lives and unfolding. And our awareness needs to be of that touch, of that communion, of that communication with us that allows us to be brought to integrity and to wholeness, where we can prove the presence of God, as the leper is sent off to prove his healing to the priests. We know exactly what the will of God and the will of Christ is, that we come to a healed integrity, that we do not push aside the hand that has been laid upon us, laid in the midst of the most awful parts of our being, our history and our self, that we do not slap that hand aside, allow the hand of Christ to touch. Allow it to be revealed to us, I will your wholeness, I will your healing, and it has already started. And we look at the world in its confusion with the threats of war and earthquakes, volcanoes and global warming. Yes, it is a fact. And we wonder whether it is all going to hell in a handbasket. But is that not just merely the symptom of us batting aside a hand already stretched out to heal us, to bring us to integrity, not only with ourselves, also among ourselves, and also between us and the rest of creation? Are we beating aside the hand that has already started its miraculous work by touching us? Or do we accept that healing is both God's will and God's gift, an unfolding gift, one that we can't completely embrace now because it is still working within us, it is still functioning in our lives? There is not one moment of completion, but an entire life moving to wholeness, to integrity, and to the fullness of being intimately connected with Christ, being touched, embraced, and healed by Him. Here, Luke quite clearly points out what Christ's will is in the world. Be healed and be healing. Both continually healing within ourselves because of the grace of divine integrity granted us, and be healing of others around us. Be the instrument of grace flowing through us, bringing greater integrity and coherence to our society, between us as human beings, and with our relationship with the rest of creation. It is God's will that we undertake healing. Amen.